Well, good morning.
大家早晨.
It's always a great joy to be able to share God's word with all of you.
这是一个很喜欢的一个喜乐，可以来到这里跟大家分享神的话语.
Today we'll be looking at the book of Hebrews.
今天我们会看希伯来书.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25.
希伯来书的第10章,第19至25节.
I'll be asking our brother Bill to read this passage in Cantonese before we get into our message this morning.
首先由我用广东话在这里为大家诵读这个经文。希伯来书的第10章第19至25节。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。 就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you for this new morning.
父神，我们感谢你在今天的早上一个新的早晨。
God, we thank you so much for your word.
我们感谢你赐下你的话语给我们。
God, an encouragement to us in the midst of change.
感谢你在这个改变的当中赐给我们不同的鼓励。
And so Lord, we just pray that you would open your word to us.
我们祈求让你的话语能够让我们向我们打开。
That would use both my lips as well as our brother Bill's lips.
使用姚牧师的口和孩子的口,
God, to speak truth through your word.
以真诚的话语去将你的信实、你的真理讲出来。
God, illuminate this message to our hearts.
主啊，将你的话语光照在我们的心里边。
That we might be able to apply your word into our lives each and every day.
让我们可以将你的话语应用在我们的每一日的生活里边。
So we commit this time to you, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, back when I was in California, similar to what we do here in Austin, you know, I would meet with my pastor every single week.
当我还在加州居住的时候，我每一个礼拜都和我英语部的牧师去会面的。
For 12 years straight, when I was serving there, we would meet every week.
当我们一起侍奉的时候，12年了，已经整整的12年，我和他一起去会面。
And during these times, we would talk about all kinds of things.
我们会面的时候，我们
talked about life.
我们讲生活啦。
We talked about life.
我们讲我们的生活啦。
About family.
我们的家庭啦。
Our hobbies.
我们的兴趣啦。
Our goals.
我们人生的目标啦。
We talked about all kinds of random things.
我们讲很多很多无所不谈。
Of course, we talked about how our ministries were doing.
当然我们会讲我们的事工。
And about how the people in our ministries were doing.
和事工里面的同工他们怎样。
And then we would share prayer requests and spend some time to pray.
接着我们会有一些互相为对方祷告的时间。
More often than not, you know, things were good.
很多时候事情都很顺利的。
Things were normal.
事情都很正常。
Again, we did this every week for 12 years.
我们每一个礼拜是这样做，做了总共12年。
But every once in a while, he would start off our meetings with this phrase.
来不来呢，他都会有这句话跟我说。
I have an idea.
我有一个这样的念头，一个这样的想法。
You see, my pastor loved to blow things up and come up with new ideas.
你可以看到我的牧师，他喜欢铲了他的旧的东西，搞搞新意思。
And he always needed somebody to bounce ideas off of.
他经常要找人去聊天，将他的意见拿出来跟人分享研究。
And so I was that person.
姚牧师就是那个人了。
I was his sounding board.
姚牧师就是他那个好像反响这个声音的声音板那样。
Hey, let's change this up.
那牧师呢，牧师会跟他讲话，不如改一下这件事啦。
You're not able to see what's in this room right now, but let's change the seating in our chapel.
大家或者未有辦法睇到我哋而家會堂裏面啲凳點樣排，咁呢個牧師可能會咁講話，不如我哋改下啲凳嘅排列嘅方法啦。
Let's try changing the order of our service.
不如將我哋崇拜嘅次序啊程序改一改佢咧。
Let's try this out.
不如改下呢啲咯。
Let's try that out.
又改下嗰啲。
And let me tell you.
咁讓我話俾大家知。
This drove me nuts.
呢個牧師咧，呢種嘅做法咧，搞到我黐曬線。
Because in my mind, everything is going fine.
喺姚牧師嘅心裏邊咧，每一樣嘢都好似好順利、好正常啊。
Why all of a sudden do you want to change everything up?
咁點解突然間又要搞呢樣、搞嗰樣、搞咁多嘢咧？
But you know what drove me nuts about him ended up being one of the greatest qualities that I admired about him.
但係佢呢樣嘢咧，搞到我咁發瘋，搞到我咁黐曬線。但係正正就係因為呢樣嘢咧，就係令我敬仰佢嘅一個嘅特點。
Do you see, he was never satisfied with the status quo.
你睇下佢，佢永遠咧就唔會係滿足於現狀嘅。
He was never satisfied, even when things were good.
就算係事情係好好順利嘅時候咧，佢都唔會滿足嘅。
Maybe especially when things were good, he was not satisfied.
可能咧特別咧就係當事情特別順利嘅時候咧，佢特別咧就感到唔滿足嘅。
He was constantly looking for ways for the ministry to be stretched or challenged.
佢經常咧揾一啲方法咧，將我哋嘅事工咧去拉痕佢，或者咧去挑戰呢個事工種種嘅嘢。
And it was almost that he didn't want the congregation to get too comfortable.
或者好似咧，佢將呢個會眾咧唔好坐得太舒服咁樣。
To get too used to normal.
或者讓呢個會眾咧對呢個正常咧感覺得太過舒服啦。
You know, normal is not necessarily easy.But oftentimes it's easier.
正常通常都係好容易嘅，但係咧可以令我哋更加係容易咁樣去生活落去。
Because normal is what we're used to.
因為正常係我哋平時已經適合慣、適應慣噶啦，已經。
Normal is more comfortable.
正常係令我哋比較舒服嘅。
And when we get too comfortable, it oftentimes leads to complacency.
但係當我哋感覺到好舒服、好正常嘅時候咧，好多時自滿。同埋不思進取咧，就喺呢個時候發生。
And this is especially true for the church.
呢樣嘢咧，特別對於教會嚟講咧，特別係應用到嘅。
But we get too comfortable and too familiar, we begin to lose our effectiveness as a church.
當我哋太舒服、太熟習我哋嘅教會嘅時候咧，我哋教會嘅功能咧就會逐漸咁樣去減退。
One article I was reading about this new normal.
有一篇文章咧，講到一個新常態。
Says this progress requires risks。
佢嗰篇文章咧講到進步係需要風險。
And risks can lead to failure。
風險咧會帶嚟失敗。
But risks is where growth happens。
但係咧，正正咧就係因為風險咧，所以咧我哋先至有成長。
And healthy things grow。
健康嘅咧，我哋需要有健康嘅成長。
Complacency leads to stagnation.
如果冇呢啲成長咧，我哋就會有呢個停滯。
And stagnation leads to death.
停滯咧，最後係會引致死亡。
And I thought this was a very powerful statement and a reminder for our church that as a church we can never be satisfied with normal.
呢個一個好強而有力嘅話語，話俾我哋知咧，教會咧絕對係唔可以咧係滿足於正常。
Right now, we all know that we are navigating through unprecedented times.
我哋大家都知道咧，我哋而家正系走过一段系前所未有嘅时间。
We're midway through month 5 of the pandemic.
喺呢个疫情当中咧，我哋而家经过咗呢个疫情嘅第五个月啦。
As leadership, you know, we've been hearing and asking about when will we be able to get back to normal.
我哋作為教會嘅領袖咧，我哋經常都聽到呢個問題咧，就話我哋幾時可以教會可以翻到去正常嘅當中
？The truth that we are quickly realizing is that that normal is gone。
但實際上嚟講，呢個所謂嘅正常已經係離開咗啦。
We are now entering into a new normal。
我哋而家係邁步進入緊一個新嘅常態。
And it's not just the things that are concerning the pandemic。
唔單單只係同呢個疫情有關係。
We're talking about our political climate.
我甚至係可以話我哋嘅政治嘅氣候啦。
New social responsibilities that we're realizing.
我哋最近發現到、認識到嘅社會嘅上高嘅責任啦。
New ways to run the church with video and technology.
新嘅方法咧，用呢個視像同埋科技嘅方法咧，喺教會去舉行崇拜啦。
And there's probably many other things that we could include into this long list of the new normal.
在这个新的常态这个清单里面呢, 其实还有很多很多很多的东西。
But the purpose of this message is not to look at the endless scenarios of the new normal.
但今天我跟大家讲的信息不是说跟大家讲一个永无止境的一些新的常态的处境。
But like our title of our message today says, it's to examine how do we navigate this new normal.
但正如我们今天讲到的主题就是说我们怎样去迈步走过这个新的常态。
Because as a church, we need to be progressing.
我们作为一个教会,我们需要去进步。
We can't stay in a rut.
我们不能够固步自封, 每一次都是走同一条的路。
And as things in this world continue to change and will always change around us,
当这个世界上很多东西要改变的时候, 其实很多东西都在我们身边呢, 每一天去改变。
Well, thankfully, we see that Scripture shows us what we need to do to successfully navigate any new normal that we might encounter.
很感谢我们今天的经文告诉我们在这个新的常态里面可以怎样去走过。
And so as we look at this passage in Hebrews,
我们今天看这个希伯来书的经文,
we see three things that we need to do to successfully navigate this new normal.
我们看到有三样东西,我们需要有这三样东西,我们才能够成功地走过这个新常态。
And in verses 19 to 25, we see three commands in these verses that start with the words, let us.
在19至25节的地方,我们看到有三个指令,这三个指令都是在英文版的圣经,是有let, L-E-T这个字开始的。
The first one is, let us draw near.
第一个是叫我们来到神的面前。
The second is, let us hold fast.
第二个是叫我们也要坚守。
And the third is, let us stir up.
第三个是叫我们激发爱心。
Now before we get into our first point,
在我进入第一点之前呢,
just a very quick reminder or synopsis of what the book of Hebrews has been talking about up to this point.
跟大家给一个简单的概要, 这个希伯来书到这里为止呢,里面的内容是什么?
You know, really the first 10.5 chapters of Hebrews could be summarized with these three words.
头那十章半呢,可以用三个英文字呢,来到去总结的。
Jesus is better.
Jesus is better. 中文就是耶稣是更美的。
Chapter 1 addresses the supremacy of Christ over all of creation.
第一章里面呢,讲到耶稣呢,是 超越过一切的受造物。
And then in chapter 3, the writer states that Jesus is greater than Moses.
第三章呢,是讲到耶稣呢,是超过摩西。
Moses represents the entire law that was given to Israel.
摩西呢,代表了一切给以色列的律法。
And so here we see that Jesus is greater than all of the laws of Israel.
我们看到第三章讲到耶稣是超越过一切的以色列的律法。
In chapters 4 and 5, we see that Jesus is greater than the entire priestly system that was implemented for Israel.
在第四、第五章,这个经文讲到耶稣是超越过以色列里面的祭司的制度。
Jesus is the ultimate moderator between God and man.
耶稣是终极的中保在神和人之间。
We learn that his priesthood comes, or is outside and before the Levitical priesthood.
耶稣的祭司地位是超越了利未人的祭司的制度,也都在利未人的祭司的制度以外的。
And then in chapter 8, it talks about Jesus ushering in this new covenant.
在第八章里面,讲到耶稣引入一个更美的约。
A covenant that is superior over the old covenant.
这个更美的约是超越了旧有的约。
And then in chapters 9 and 10, we see that Jesus is greater than the old sacrificial system that had been in place for thousands of years.
第九、第十章讲到耶稣是胜过超越过一切的祭献,而这些祭献已经在以色列人里面的历史有一千多年以上的历史了。
So now we get into our passage for this morning where it starts out with that word, therefore.
我们看到我们今天的讲道,我们开始的时候,我们讲到therefore这个字,这个字在第19节开始,英文版圣经是有这个字,但中文版就没有therefore这个字的翻译。
So what is that therefore referring to?
这个英文版里面所讲的therefore,所以是指什么呢?
Well, if we summed up all those 10 chapters, therefore, because Jesus is better.
其實這個所以就是總括結論了之前十章裡面的經文就是說耶穌是更美的。
Because Jesus changed everything.
因為耶穌改變了一切。
Because Jesus brought about the first original new normal that would now serve as the foundation for everything else that would follow.
因為耶穌引入了第一個的新常態，而這個的新常態已經成為了現今一切的我們所遵行的一切。
So that no matter what else might happen to the church in the future,
我們可以從中看到我們將來的教會會是怎樣走呢?
Our faith may never change.
我們的信心是不會改變的。
And so now we look at our first point. Because we have this foundation, Jesus is better.
我们看我们的第一点,就是说耶稣是我们的根基,耶稣是更美的。
Therefore, let us draw near.
所以让我们来到神的面前。
In verse 22, again it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
在第22節那裡這樣說,並我們心中天良的虧欠已經灑去,身體用清水洗淨了,就當存誠心和充足的信心來到神的面前。The
writer is first and foremost exhorting us in our personal relationship with God.
希伯來書的作者呢,首要地這樣跟我們說,我們要建立跟神的關係。
Because he knows that in the midst of change, the further you are from God, the more prone you are to drift away.
因为他知道,若果我们远离神的时候,我们会越来越远离神。
But if you are near to God, you are more unlikely to be affected from the waves of uncertainty.
但若果我们靠近神,亲近神的时候,我们就会很少的机会,会去远离神。
Last month, my family and I had an opportunity to take a short day trip to swim and kayak out by a section of the Colorado River.
在上個月,姚牧師和他的家人有機會去一日來回的短程旅行,去到Colorado River那裡去游泳和爬獨木舟。
Well, there was a family that was near us, and they were commenting about, oh, how convenient, you know, to have a boat, and that they had actually never been in a boat before.
附近有一個家庭就這樣說,他說,這個爬獨木舟是多麼好玩,多麼方便,我們從來都沒有一個機會去爬獨木舟。
Well, so out of the goodness of my heart, I asked them, oh, would you like to try?
姚牧師心裡善意地問他們,想不想試一下?
But again, they were, you know, oh, sharing, oh, we've never been in a boat.
這班家庭,這個家庭也繼續這樣說,他們從來未試過在一個艇裡面的。
Well, I thought, oh, it's no big deal. I'll swim right next to the kids and I can drag them in the boat if necessary, if they're having a hard time.
姚牧師就覺得,沒問題,大不了,我在旁邊游泳,跟著小孩爬獨木舟,跟著他們出去。Well,
so they got all excited and I helped them into the kayak and they started off.
這些小朋友非常高興,他們上了獨木舟就開始爬出去了。And
I casually just started swimming next to them.
姚牧師就自由淡定地游下游下水在這裡。
Well, I quickly found out that they really had no clue what they were doing.
很快我就看到他們,其實他們真的不知道怎樣去做的。
And they started drifting with the current of the river away from the shore.
他們很快隨著這個波浪而逐流,慢慢地離開岸邊,越來越遠了。
And within a few short minutes, they started getting quite a bit further from the shore.
幾分鐘之後,他們就越離開岸邊,越來越在遠方的地方。
And I actually started worrying that they might not be able to get back.
姚牧師心裡就有點擔心,他們有沒有辦法回來呢?
So I quickly swam out to the boat and I grabbed the kayak and tried to turn them around and start pushing the boat towards the shore.
姚牧師就拼命爬去獨木舟那裡,想捉住獨木舟,想推他們回岸邊。
But as I was swimming, I realized that I was swimming against the river's currents and that we weren't really moving.
姚牧師發覺原來他游泳的時候是逆流而上,其實他都沒怎麼動,雖然他用盡力量這樣去游。
And so I put my head in the water and I started swimming harder, not realizing that these kids were still rowing, but they were rowing against me.
姚牧師繼續在這裡很努力地游泳,但他發覺到 原來這些小朋友,他們爬艇的時候,跟他相反方向去爬的。
So when I realized that, I kind of yelled at them and told them, stop rowing!
咁啊，袁牧师就大声同佢哋讲：唔好再爬啦。
Well, by this time, I was exhausted. I can honestly say I don't know if I've ever been this tired in my life.
在那个时刻，袁牧师非常之攰，佢唔知道佢一生人当中有冇试过咁攰啦。
My legs were burning with what's called lactic acidosis, and I could barely breathe.
咁因为咧，袁牧师咁努力、咁嘥力咧去爬嘅时候，佢呢个新陈代谢咧缺氧嘅时候咧，就产生一啲乳酸。咁啲乳酸咧令到脚咧有一啲烧到嘅感觉，或者一啲抽筋嘅情况。
And I remember at this time thinking two things.
佢甚至咧呼吸有困难嘅，咁佢喺嗰时候咧，佢谂到两样嘢。
One is I might drown here today。
第一样嘢咧，我会唔会今日喺呢度浸死咧
？The other is thinking to myself, why did I let the boat get so far from shore？
第二样嘢佢谂到就系话，点解我俾只艇离开岸边爬得咁远咧
？Well, thankfully, I managed to bring them a bit closer to shore, and I yelled out to my older daughter, "Come out here and help save me and save this boat."
咁啊，姚牧师咧就逐渐咁样咧，好在咧就可以将只艇咧拱埋个岸边少少。咁接近岸边嘅时候咧，姚牧师就快啲叫佢个大女咧跳落嚟帮佢手，一齐推嗰个艇咧就翻去岸边。
And together we dragged that boat into the shore。
咁佢哋两人咧合力咧就将呢只艇咧呢只独木舟咧就拱翻去呢个岸边嗰度。
You see, once we were closer to the security of the shore, it was so much easier.
当他们靠近岸边的时候他们发觉是容易地将艇去推到岸边。
This is what it means to draw near.
这个就是好像我们经文所说的去靠近他。
When we are close to God, really no amount of change and hardship and suffering can truly affect us.
当我们靠近主的时候我们会知道这个改变这些一切的患难和一些苦难
，Yes,
实际上它是不会影响到我们。
Yes, it might be inconvenient at times.
没错，喺佢哋会带嚟一啲嘅唔容易嘅时间。
Yes, there might be some adjustments that we might need to make.
没错，系需要一啲嘅调整，去让我哋咧呢个事能够成功。
But at the end of the day, as it says in this verse,
但系归根究底，好似呢一句嘅经文所讲
，When we are near to God, our heart remains focused and true.
当我哋靠近主嘅时候咧，我哋个心咧系专注同埋诚心咁样去面对主
，and we're able to have full assurance of faith in God's grace and provision in our lives。
咁我哋就有充足嘅信心喺神嘅恩典同埋供应当中。
During this pandemic time, it's more important now more than ever to draw near to God。
喺呢个疫情嘅当中咧，我哋更加重要嘅咧就系话我哋要去靠近亲近神。
When we're not able to fellowship face to face。
我哋冇办法咧，面对面嘅有交通嘅时间。
When we're not able to connect as deeply in corporate worship right now，
我哋冇办法集体嘅聚会崇拜。
Well, we are forced to draw near to God and to self feed, if you will。
我哋唯有咧就系靠近神，自我嘅喂养自己。
Simply, we must be in Scripture and in prayer more now than ever。
我哋更加重要咧，就系话我哋要入到去呢个经文嘅当中。
And so this pandemic is actually good for the church because we are being challenged in this way.
其实这个疫情对于教会某程度来说是一个好处，因为让我们的教会可以挑战自己。
This new normal has reminded us of the original new normal that Jesus had opened for us.
这个新常态提醒我们耶稣当日为我们带来的当日的新常态。
Because of Jesus, we are not dependent on a priest or a temple or some sacrificial system to bring us closer to God.
因为耶稣当日的新常态，令到我们今天再不需要依靠一个祭司，或者一个有形的圣殿，又或者一个献祭的制度。
Jesus' death and resurrection allows for us to go directly to God and to build up our own personal relationship with Him.
耶稣的死和复活让我们可以直接去到神的面前和神建立一个关系。
Again, when things are normal, it's so easy for us to lose sight of our personal and daily need for Christ.
当是这个面对这个疫情的时候，当我们太过舒服的时候，很多时候我们都失去这个目光，是很容易就失去了这个目标。
So during this pandemic, hopefully we are reminded of the foundation of Christ that our faith first started in and that we need to go back to.
让在这个疫情当中，让我们再一次去谨记耶稣是我们的根基，让我们再一次回到神的那里。
If we've allowed for ourselves to get caught or stuck in a rut of normalcy,
若果让我们仍然是留在这个固步自封的地步的当中的时候，
it's important, as the verse says, for us to be clean from an evil conscience and to be washed.
我们就要好像经文所讲，我们要将天良的亏欠洒去。
We simply need to confess and our weaknesses and our struggles and move back towards Him.
我们要去到神的面前，承认我们的软弱和挣扎，再一次回到神的面前。
It takes work, and it might hurt, maybe a lot, like that swimming back, for me, swimming back to shore.
这个程序是需要付出，有时候是会令我们产生痛苦，就好像刚才严牧师他游水的时候一样。
But little by little, we must draw near to Him so that we can have this full assurance of faith that God will continue to guide us through these unprecedented times.
但逐步逐步的时候，我们可以有这个充满的信心，让神呢可以带领我们经过这个疫情的时间。
Next, we see the second "let us" statement.
第二点，我们看到第二个在英文版本里面的 "let us" 的这个的话语的字句。
In verse 23, it says, Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
第23节的经文里面这么说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Again, in the first let us statement, we are called to draw near.
在第一个 let us 的这个的话语，叫我们去接近神，亲近神。
But without the second let us statement to hold fast, then even Though we might draw near, we can still drift away.
第二个的 let us 的就是叫我们去坚守，虽然我们是已经亲近神了，但若我们不坚守的时候，我们仍然有可能是漂流开去的。
The Greek word for this idea of holding fast is called kateko.
在这个原文的希腊文里面，这个字眼是 kateko, 意思就是坚守的意思。
And the word picture for kateko is this idea of a boat being firmly tied down to a dock.
这个字呢，图画呢，可以这样想象，就是说一只船，一艘船，它泊在一个码头里面，那么呢，就这只船呢，就牢牢这样绑紧在这个码头上高。
So that even when storms come, the boat is securely fastened to a solid foundation.
那虽然有风暴来到的时候，但是因为这只船牢牢地去绑紧在这个码头上高的时候，它就不会漂流出去。
Boats that are in the dock but not securely fastened can quickly get pushed and pulled into the waters.
如果有一只船，它虽然在这个码头里面，但它没有牢牢地绑紧在这个码头的时候，很快这个风浪就会将它拉出去这个大海那里。
And so our call is not just to draw near but to hold fast.
那我们今天所学习的就是不单单只去亲近神，并且是要牢牢地巩固坚固在神里面。
But what does it mean to actually hold fast and more importantly hold fast to our confession of hope?
究竟什么叫牢牢地去坚固呢？还有就是什么叫做承认我们的指望呢？
There's a movie that by now might be considered old.
有一套电影呢，在今时今日来讲可能是一个历史悠久的电影。
It was produced back in 1995, and it was called Braveheart.
这部电影呢，是1995年制作，叫做 Braveheart， 在中文的名呢，在中国呢，叫做《勇敢的心》，在香港呢，译做《惊世未了情》。
It's the historical story about a man named William Wallace and the Scottish armies and their fight for freedom from the tyranny of the King of England.
这个历史的一个的故事的描述，是讲到一个人叫做 William Wallace， 他带领这个苏格兰的战士去奋勇地对抗英格兰的暴政。
Well, there's this particular scene in which the Scottish armies are overwhelmingly outnumbered and outmatched.
其中有一幕呢，这个苏格兰的士兵，即是 William Wallace 所带领的队伍呢，他们面对着英格兰的时候的军队的时候，敌众我寡，强弱悬殊。
And as this battle has now started in the scene, the English cavalry, which is mounted horses, is fast approaching the Scottish army.
在这一幕里面呢，英格兰的骑兵呢，他们骑着马，很勇猛地去冲向这个苏格兰的士兵。
Well, you would think that this little Scottish army would run and scatter.
那或者你会想象得到这个苏格兰的士兵呢，可能是四处地鼠跑。
But instead, their leader, William Wallace, gave them this inspirational speech and then shouts to the army, "Hold!"
这个 William Wallace 反而就给一个很激励性的话语, 这个鼓励给他的士兵, 叫他们坚守他们的地方, 坚守他们的阵势, 按兵不动。
And the horses, you know, in the scene come closer to the army.
当这个马匹呢, 对方的马匹, 英格兰的马匹呢, 越来越走近这个苏格兰的士兵的时候,
And William Wallace says, "Hold!"
你要听到这个马蹄声越来越近的时候呢, 这个 William Wallace说, 坚守我们的阵地, 按兵不动, 不要动。
And the hoofbeats get louder and louder and closer and closer.
当这个马蹄声越来越接近的时候呢,
Hold!
这个 William Wallace 仍然是坚持地说, 坚守我们的阵势, 按兵不动。
Now, the war horses are almost upon the army, and then William Wallace screams out, "Now!"
对方呢, 这个马呢, 兵临城下, 就来冲到来面前了, 就在这个时候, William Wallace 就这么说, 现在, 现在就去攻击他们了。
The movie is much more exciting.
咁咧，当然阿袁牧师咧就讲得咧，比呢个电影里边咧冇咁紧张啊呢个情节啦，系咪
？But in this moment, the Scottish army quickly picks up these large spears from the ground and holds them up to the horses, and all these mountain soldiers run into these spears.
咁就喺呢一个嘅时候咧，呢个苏格兰嘅士兵咧，将佢哋嘅长矛举起，每一个人都举起，跟住呢啲英格兰嘅士兵，佢哋骑住嘅马就冲埋嚟呢啲嘅长矛嗰度。
This ability to hold in that moment of stress required two things.
咁呢好多士兵呢都因此去阵亡嘅英格兰嘅士兵。咁呢若果我哋要可以咁样去坚持呢，係需要两个好重要嘅特点。
First, it required trust in their leader.
係需要第一，需要一个信任佢哋嘅领袖。
William Wallace had led these Scottish armies into many battles and many victories.
因为 William Wallace 带领咗苏格兰嘅士兵打过好多嘅战役，同埋得到好多嘅胜利。
He had established faith and trust of the soldiers.
他建立了信心和信任在这个士兵的当中。
So holding requires trust, but it also requires training.
这个信任是需要训练的。
These soldiers had to be built up and had to be able to overcome their fear of the enemy.
这些士兵需要训练。 让他们可以克服面对强敌的时候可以不受惧怕的。
Well, the same is true for us.
同样地, 对于我们都是一样。
This is what our confession of hope is in verse 23.
这就是我们23节所说的承认的指望。
Confession of faith and trust in our leader and Lord Jesus Christ.
就是承认我们对于神的信心和信任。
Jesus has not just won several battles.
耶稣不单止是赢几场的战争。
Jesus has already won the war.
耶稣已经是赢过整场的战争。
Jesus has defeated sin and death.
耶稣已经打败了罪恶和死亡。
Jesus has overcome all opposition.
耶稣已经克服了一切的反对。
So we need to draw near to him and we need to hold fast to him.
我们需要去靠近亲近他，更加是需要去坚固咁样去同耶稣嗰度，喺耶稣嗰度。When
he tells us to hold, we hold.
当耶稣叫我哋去按兵不动嘅时候，我哋就按兵不动。When
he tells us to move, we move.
当耶稣叫我哋去进攻去喐嘅时候，我哋就去起行，我哋去行动。No
matter how comfortable we might have been.
无论咧，可能我哋好今日嘅今时今日咧，可能系好舒服。
No matter how uncertain things might feel,
无论将来是怎样不明朗,
we move with our leader.
我们和我们的领袖同步的前行。
But also as we think about training,
我们也要想想这个训练。
We must remember that progress happens in small steps.
我们要思想得到进步很多时都是每一步一步地去得到的。
And flipping that wording around, we also need to know that small steps are also considered progress.
相反来说呢, 每一步的细步呢, 都是需要有进步的。
Recall the verse from Luke chapter 16.
我们思想呢, 路加福音第16章的经文,
where Jesus shares with the apostles, "He who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much."
耶稣和他的门徒分享, 他说, 人在最小的事上忠心, 在大事上高亦都忠心。
What are some of the little steps that perhaps Jesus is calling you to make right now?
在你们心目中，究竟耶稣为我们叫你们做些什么的每一步的小步的进步呢？
Perhaps Jesus, for some of us, is telling us to hold right now.
可能耶稣叫你们今天按兵不动。
And for others of us, maybe God is telling us it's time to move.
又或者耶稣叫我们今天是行动的时间了。
Are you listening and trusting in his direction and command?
大家有没有相信，有没有听耶稣对我们的指令呢？
When we are faithful to carry out those little things, then we become more ready to take larger steps of faith.
我们忠心地在这些小事上高而行的时候，我们就预备好我们自己去行更加大的事。
Well, finally, let us look at this last let us statement.
最后我们看看第三个的 let us 的 statement 是在第24节那里。
In verse 24 it says, Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
第24、第25节是这样讲的，又要彼此相顾，勉励爱心，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近。就更当如此。
So again, first we draw near.
第一，我们首先是亲近神。
Then we hold fast and we are firm in Christ.
跟着我们在坚固和在主耶稣里面承认我们的指望。
Finally, we stir up one another.
最后我们是激发爱心。
The stir up is the Greek word paroxysmos, and it's translated a number of different ways if you look at different translations.
在这个激发这个字的原文的希腊文里面，这个字有很多不同的解释。
But the two most common translations are stirring up, and the other one is spurring, like the spurs on boots.
但最常见的两个解释呢，第一呢就是说去搅动，第二呢就是说好像呢这个马刺那样，那种的刺激。
There's a restaurant that we used to go to a lot when we lived in California.
当姚牧师呢在加州居住的时候呢，他们常去呢一间的餐馆。
It was a soup and salad buffet.
咁呢间餐馆咧就系汤同埋沙律嘅包肥自助餐。
I recently found out that it actually closed down because of the pandemic permanently.
咁啊，姚牧师就好失望啊，因为最近咧因为疫情嘅缘故咧，佢发觉呢间餐馆咧关闭咗。
In Texas, they like barbecue. We haven't found a salad buffet yet.
啊，咁啊，姚牧师咧喺呢个 Texas 即系德州嘅烤肉咧 barbecue 里边咧就揾唔到呢个好嘅沙律啦。
But in this buffet, they had six or seven different soups that you could try.
嗱，咁喺呢间嘅自助餐嘅餐馆里边咧，你可以揾到七只唔同嘅汤去饮。
And you could tell, you know, the soups that weren't very popular.
咁你知道咧，有一啲汤咧未必系好受欢迎噶。
Because all of the good stuff, all the ingredients would be settled at the bottom of the pot.
因为宝物沉归底啦，正嘅汤料咧，通常都沉咗喺呢个煲嘅底嗰度噶。
And so, if you wanted to find the good stuff, you had to take that ladle and push it deep in there and start stirring it up.
嗱，如果你想寻找呢个正嘅宝物咧，你就要攞呢个汤壳咧，系咁喺个汤个煲底嗰度咧，系咁喺度撩搅动佢。
This is where we get that English saying to stir the pot.
呢个咧就我哋英文里边话 stir the pot 嘅来源啦。
Well, similar with spurring,
類似的情況呢，用馬刺去刺激呢。
I've had the opportunity to go horseback riding a number of times when I was younger.
用馬刺去刺激呢，都有類似的這樣情況。姚牧師年輕的時候呢，他有機會呢，去騎馬。
And oftentimes on those trails, the horse gets comfortable just trotting or slowing down and eating plants in the trail.
咁好多時呢，啲馬匹呢，佢就悠悠行咁 hea 下呢，咁就喺度踱步啦，慢咗落嚟。
And it just lazily follows the rest of the pack in an uncomfortable trot, no matter, you know, kind of just like tap it or kick it.
咁有時呢啲馬咧真係好 hea 嘅喎，咁咧就 hea 到一個地步咧，就即係周圍咁食草啊咁樣樣，又只係慢慢咁樣跟住呢個大隊而行。你踢佢幾下，佢都唔係點喐嘅喎。
Well, one time we were riding in this line, I purposely held the horse back so that there was this large gap of about 50 yards between me and the next horse in front of me.
咁有一次咧，姚牧師咧就特登咧就試驗下呢只馬咧，就同之前嗰只馬咧就隔開有50英馬咁遠嘅。
Now if I didn't do anything, that horse would have just sat there and eaten the grass on the ground.
嗱，咁啊，姚牧師嗰只馬咧繼續喺度 hea 緊食緊草地上高嗰啲草咯。
But instead, I ended up kicking the horse as hard as I could in the side, and I shook the reins and I yelled out, "Yeah!" like a western movie.
咁跟住姚牧師咧就準備好好似咧一腳咧就大力咁樣踢落呢個馬肚度啦，拉住呢個缰繩咧，就好似呢個西部牛仔片裏邊嗰啲主角咁樣大聲嚇，咦哈咁。
And that horse took off in a gallop.
哇！咁呢只馬咧就嘣一聲咧，就好似奔馳向前行啦。
It was the first time I actually felt the horse galloping and running, and it was an exhilarating feeling to feel the actual potential and speed of a horse.
咁啊，姚牧師當然好爽啦，好似西部牛仔片咁樣坐住只馬咧，奔馳零至六十咧就可以幾秒鐘就可以跑到去啦。
And it felt natural, and my body didn't feel uncomfortable from that normal trot, you know, that we're used to in horseback riding.
雖然姚牧師坐在馬背上彈下彈下彈上彈下，但他很開心，覺得很自然，因為這個應該是騎馬的時候應有的感覺。
And so we see in these words, to stir up and to spur our brothers and sisters in Christ, it takes effort.
所以我們看到，無論是攪動也好，又或者用這個切馬切去刺激，都是需要一些行動，需要付出的。
It takes nerve and courage to push one another towards Christ's likeness.
我們需要有膽量和勇氣去推，互相去鼓勵，去大家更加接近，去像基督。
It can be uncomfortable to get spiritually deeper with one another.
有時候在屬靈的層面裡面相交的時候，我們會不會覺得很舒服。
It's uncomfortable to encourage others to be vulnerable and open.
我哋有好多時候咧，會感覺到唔好舒服，叫人哋咧打開佢哋嘅心，敞開佢哋嘅心扉。
It takes a lot to get past this idea of saving face, which is so prevalent in our Chinese culture.
我哋中國人咧好注重我哋嘅面子，好多時咧我哋好難咧去打開一個人嘅心咧，讓佢哋咧將佢哋心裏邊嘅説話傾心吐意咁樣講出嚟。
Stirring one another up.And spurring one another means asking difficult questions and sometimes offensive questions.
搞動對方或者刺激對方咧，有好多時咧係需要問一啲難嘅問題，甚至有陣時咧呢啲問題咧係可能具有一啲攻擊性嘅。
And sometimes it might hurt.
咁有啲時候咧，的確係會引起一啲傷害。
But when we are close to God and are helping others to get close to God.That is when we can realize not only our true potential, but others' true potential as believers in Christ.
当我们靠近神，也都希望我们身边的人靠近神的时候，我们就会知道，虽然有这些伤害，但是我们可以这样，经过这样的程序的时候，我们更加可以帮助到他们。
We cannot allow for ourselves or for our brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ to just settle with the normal or to become complacent in our faith.
我哋發現到咧，原來我哋送主嘅時候咧，有咁嘅潛能去幫助到大家弟兄姊妹。我哋絕對咧唔容許咧，我哋嘅弟兄姊妹坐喺度咧，為咗安樂咧而坐喺嗰度咧，而一乜嘢都唔做，係安於現狀嘅。
So the writer continues in verse 25 that we must continue meeting together and not try to run this race alone.
咁廿五節嗰度話，叫我哋唔好停止聚會。我哋呢場嘅賽跑唔係話我哋淨止一個人去賽跑。
Again, this is more true in this pandemic more than ever before.
在这个疫情的当中，这个讲法更加是适合，更加是重要的。
The Christian walk is not meant to be a solo race.
基督徒的生命的这个道路绝对不是一个个人单独的道路。
But now as people are cooped up at home alone, we need to explore new and better ways to run this race while we cannot be face to face.
咁當我哋而家因為疫情嘅關係咧，家庭們咧都要留喺屋企嘅時候，我哋就更加要揾一啲新嘅方法咧，去點樣樣一齊去行走呢條嘅基督徒嘅道路。
As we close, I was just thinking as I was preparing this message, you know, I realized that I preached this from this passage, for my last message before I left my church in California.
當我完結呢個今日嘅講道嘅時候咧，我思想到咧呢一段嘅經文其實係喺我加州嘅教會我最後一次講道嘅時候咧，都係引用呢一段嘅經文。
That was just over 2 years ago, the anniversary in coming here to Texas.
大概係兩年之前，係姚牧師咧係兩年前咧從加州搬過嚟德州嘅。
But this was as my family and I were entering into a new normal.
咁喺兩年前嘅時候咧，姚牧師同佢嘅家人咧，就好似仲有一個新嘅常態，搬嚟德州呢個地方。
Pastor Enoch can attest to this as well. Texas is very different from California.
Pastor Enoch 咧可以同意姚牧師咁講，加州咧同德州有好多唔同嘅地方。
And ACC is very different from my former church.
我哋奥斯丁华人教会咧，同阿姚牧师以往嘅教会咧，亦都有好多唔同嘅地方。
This position as family pastor is very different from what I was used to in California.
我今日喺家庭牧师嘅呢一个岗位咧，亦都同我当日咧喺加州嘅教会嘅岗位咧，亦都有好多唔同。
But the command remains the same.
但系神俾我哋嘅指令咧，指引咧，仍然系一样噶。
Draw near，
就系靠近佢。
Hold fast，
坚固喺佢里边。
Continue to stir up and spur one another，
同埋彼此嘅去激励。
So that when we see waves of uncertainty all around us，
当我哋睇到咧身边有一浪浪嘅不明朗嘅因素咧嚟到我哋嘅面前嘅时候
，rather than being driven by fear or worry，
若果我哋唔会咧俾呢个不明朗嘅嘢或者系唔清楚或者令我哋恐惧嘅嘢咧嚟到控制我哋
，may we be driven to get closer to Him，
我哋咧就更加去靠近，一路咧去到神嘅面前靠近佢。
To hold on to Him who is able to calm the storm.
去坚固住佢，因为佢能够让呢个风浪去平静。
And then may He give us the courage to endure the storm.
亦都让佢咧俾我哋有勇气去面对呢一个嘅风浪。
And cause us to be agents of encouragement for our brothers and for our sisters in Christ.
让我哋咧成为呢个流通嘅管子，可以帮助到我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
May it start with us that we might be agents of growth and progress as we enter into this new normal church, whatever that might look like.
让我们成为这个众部和成长的流通管子，在这个疫情的当中彼此的一起去掌众众部。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we enter into this time of this new normal,
天父，我哋进入呢个新嘅常态嘅当中。
God, there are so many things that we still don't know.
喺呢个面前，我哋有好多唔明朗嘅事情。
We don't know how it's going to affect our families.
我哋唔知道有啲咩会影响我哋嘅家庭。
We don't know how it's going to affect our schools.
我哋唔知道有啲乜嘢会影响我哋嘅学校。
We don't know how it's going to affect our government.
我哋唔知道有啲乜嘢会影响到我哋嘅政府。
God, maybe we don't even still don't have a full picture of how it's going to affect our church.
我甚至不知道究竟这个疫情会对我们教会全面有什么的影响。
But regardless of all these changes that we experience,
虽然我们面前有这么多的改变，
God, one thing remains the same.
但有一样东西是永远不变的。
And that's you.
就是主你自己。
You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你昨日、今日和将来都是一样。
And so, Jesus, we ask that you would help us to hold on to you, the anchor and foundation of our faith.
所以我们去恳求主耶稣基督，让我们去亲近你，让我们巩固这样坚固在你的身上。
God, so that when things swirl around us, God, that we would look to you.
当身边的事不断地改变的时候，让我们定睛地去仰望主你自己。
And that even in the midst of storms, we would experience peace and comfort in your presence.
在这个风暴当中，让我们感到主你自己的平安和和你的同在。
So God, give us that full assurance in our hearts.
主啊，给我们这个完完全全的信心在我们的心里面。
No matter what comes our way,
无论在我们面前有什么东
西， May we trust in you.
让我们信靠主你自己。
God, help us also to be that help and that service, God, to those that are suffering and hurting.
主啊，让我哋成为呢个别人啊喺呢个患难当中嘅人嘅帮助。
God, help us to get out of our comfort zones. God, to reach out and love upon our brothers and sisters who need.
让我哋离开我哋嘅安乐窝，去帮助我哋身边有需要嘅弟兄姊妹们。
God, before we can spur, may you spur us.
主啊，真系让你去刺激我哋，让我哋咧去帮助，去亦都刺激身边嘅人。
God, move us into action.
去带动我哋。去有行动。
Ironically, even in the midst of shelter in place.
虽然在这个疫情的当中。
So God, we put our trust in you.
主啊，我们将我们的信心摆在你里面。
And ask that you would continue to guide us and direct us.
并继续这样去请求你，去带领我们，去帮助我们。
God, we love you.
主啊，爱你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告祈求，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名去求。
Amen.
Amen.